वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय गौरानीताय जय गौरानीताय जय गौरानीताय जय गौरानीताय जय राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव जय सुभद्रा जय प्रहलाद नरसिंहदेव जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद జయ గురుదేవా జయ గురుదేవా జయ గురుదేవా జయ గురుదేవా నిత గౌర హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ నిత గౌర హరి బోల్ జయ మిస్టర్ పద పన్ను అష్టోత్ర శ్రీ సీమదేశ శిలప్రపాద్కి ఇస్కాన్ ఫండ్ శిలప్రపాద్కి జయ మిస్టర్ పద పన్ను అష్టోత్ర శ్రీ శ్రీమద్భక్తి సిద్ధాంత స్వస్తి గోస్వామికి అనంత కోటి వయసుందకి నామాచార్య శివరావుకి ప్రేమ్ సెకో జయకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యా శివ సాధి గురు భక్తుందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గొప్ప గోపీనాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధకుండ గిరిగోధన్కి బృందావన ధామ్కి మాయపురధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయకి జమన్మాయకి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సమేత భక్త వృందకి ఆల్ గురు సుశంబుల్ డివిటీస్ ఆల్ గురు సుశంబుల్ డివిటీస్ ఆల్ గురు సుశంబుల్ డివిటీస్ ఆల్ గురు శ్రీ గురు సింగాల శిరపురపాద్కి సో హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 15 వర్స్ నంబర్ 67. సో ద సమరీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఈ దట్ యునో హౌ టు బికమ్ ఎ డివోటీ అండ్ హౌ టు అచీవ్ సుప్రీం డెస్టినేషన్ అండ్ యూ కెన్ అచీవ్ దట్ సుప్రీం డెస్టినేషన్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. So those are in depth discussed in today's verse. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Again, so we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7. So if you remember, the actual title of this Canto 7 is Signs of God. So today's verse says, continue to be devotee, means we need to understand the signs of God. Correct? So these days, if you want to understand anything, even how to operate this mic, we need to understand the science of this mic, then only we can operate properly. Otherwise we can't operate, it can't work. So similarly, understanding science of God, so through that obviously we'll understand all the things associated with the God. So with the understanding, then we can reach supreme destination. So the last two is talking about, even from being at home, you can achieve supreme destination. So chapter 15, so is called instructions for civilized human beings. Just like we have got instructions to even to operate mic, operate our computer, operate our mobile phone. Similarly, we also have instructions for human beings and how human beings can be living in a civilized way and make their lives successful. So those are the instructions. And so today's instruction is 67. Sorry. So we will read word by word and then we'll read the full verse. So please repeat. Etaha annehi cha yoda vikteha vartamanaha karma bihi grehe api asya gatim yayat రాజన్ తద్భక్తి బాకే నరః. ఏతేర్ అన్యశ్చ వేదోక్తేర్ ఏతేర్ అన్యశ్చ వేదోక్తేర్ वर्तमानः सः कर्माभिः वर्तमानः सः कर्माभिः गृहे अपि आशा गतिं यायात् गृहे अपि आशा गतिं यायात् राजं तद्भक्तिबहानरः राजं तद्भक्तिबहानरः एतेरन्यश्च वेदोक्तेर् वर्तमानः सः कामाभिः गृहे अपि आशा गतिं यायात् राजं तद्भक्तिबहानरः एतेरन्यश्च वेदोक्तेर् वर्तमानः सः कामाभिः गृहे अपि आशा गतिं यायात् राजं तद्भक्तिबदानरः एतेरन्यश्च वेदोक्तेर् वर्तमानः स्वकर्माभिः गृहे अपि आशा गतिं वायायत् राजं तद्भक्तिवहन्नरः प्रभुस् राजं तद्भक्तिवहन्नरः एतेरन्यश्च वेदोक्तेर् वर्तमानः स्वकर्माभिः गृहे अपि आशा गतिमायात् राजं तद्भक्तिवहन्नरः एतेरन्यश्च वेदोक्तेर् वर्तमानः स्वकर्मभिः गृहे अपि आशा गतिं यायात् राजं तद्भक्तिवहन्नरः माताजी एतेरन्यश्च वेदोक्तेर् वर्तमानः सः कर्माभिः गृहे अपि आशा गतिं यायात् राजं तद्भक्तिवहन्नरः सहकर्माभिः गृहे अपि आशातिमयत् रजाजं तद्भक्तिवहानरः नौ वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन एतः बाय दीज वेज अन्यः by other ways cha and yodekteha as directed in the Vedic scriptures vartamanah abiding swakarmabhihi by one's occupational duties grihe api even at home Asha of Lord Krishna, Gatim, destination, Yayat can reach. Rajan, O King, Tat Bhakti Bhak, who render devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Naraha, anyone. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. O King, one should perform his acquiescent duties according to these instructions as well as other instructions given in the Vedic literature, just to remain a devotee of Lord Krishna. Thus, even while at home, one will be able to reach the destination. Purport. The ultimate goal of life is Vishnu, Krishna. Therefore, either by Vedic regulative principles or by material activities, if one tries to reach the destination of Krishna, that is the perfection of life. Krishna should be the target. Everyone should try to reach Krishna from any position of life. Krishna accepts service from anyone. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 32, Mamihi partha vayapasitra ye api sui padayo naha striyo vaisya tata sudras te api yanti param gatim. O sannaprita, those who take shelter in me, though they be lower birth, woman, vaishyas, merchants, as well as sudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. It does not matter what one's position is. If one aims to reaching Krishna by performing his occupational duties under the direction of spiritual master, his life is successful. It is not that only sannyasis, vanaprasthas, brahmacharis can reach Krishna. A grahastha, a householder, can also reach Krishna, provided he becomes a pure devotee without material desires. An example of this is given, is cited in the next verse. Om Ajnana Trimindasya Jnananjala Shalakaya Chakshurvilmitam Ena Tasme Sri Guruve Namaha Namavo Mishtupadaya Krishna Padaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachata Desha Tarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vranda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So reading this translation again. O King, one should perform his occupational duties according to these instructions as well as other instructions given in the Vedic literature, just to remain a devotee of Lord Krishna. Thus, even while at home, one will be able to reach the destination. So this today's verse, obviously in the context of the previous verse also, you can see, so it starts with, O King, one should perform appropriate duties according to these instructions. What are those instructions that are given yesterday in previous verse, and also instructions given in Vedas? So we will go through, each of these words. The words of Vedas in the Sanskrit, they are so powerful. You can just pick up one word, and of course, if you go deeper, you can speak or discuss or meditate for hours and hours and hours. They are very powerful. So each word and the total, the combination of words, then the total words. So when we go deeper, so that gives a very clear understanding of how to reach the destination, supreme destination. And also we need to know destination as well. If I'm here and I want to go somewhere, whether it is a home or an office or another temple or meeting another devotee, I need to know where the address is. Otherwise, we can't plan our route to reach the destination. So it's very important to know the destination also. And where can we find this description of destination? Obviously, you can read Vedas. So in Vedas, you will find all kinds of destination, the different personalities target. So now looking at this Veda Yukte, Yoda Vikte, Vedor Vikte, in the, there it is, Vedor Vikte, when we pronounce Veda Yuktaha. So Yoda Vikteha means as directed in Vedic literature. So obviously, what are these Vedas? As we all know, Vedas are knowledge given by Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. These Vedas are not created by any Naraha, correct? So it says at the end, it says Naraha, anyone, a human. So it is not created by, it is created by Supreme Lord Himself. In fact, Supreme Lord Himself is a Veda. We say this Srimad Bhagavatam, He is part of the Veda. And we offer so much of awe and reverence and respect to Srimad Bhagavatam as much as we offer to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Correct? So this is knowledge. And obviously this knowledge has a target. Whenever we read a book or anything, we have a goal. Similarly, when we read these Vedas, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, what is our goal? Goal is again Supreme Person. So the knowledge is coming from Krishna, and the target of knowledge is also Krishna. So this is very important to understand. With that mindset, when we understand, so when we read, when we hear, so it becomes much more uplifting. So these Vedas, obviously, the first person to hear Veda in this universe is Brahma. You know, as you all know, when Brahma appeared, he opened his eyes. Just like babies, when they appear, first they open and cry. So Brahma also appeared and opened, and he see a lotus around him. So he became curious, what is the source of this lotus I'm sitting on? So he started searching everywhere. He couldn't find where the lotus is beginning. So it is so vast universe. So then somehow he heard a sound called Tapa. He thought, okay, this is the instruction for me. So he did tapas for hundreds of years. And one day, suddenly he is transported to spiritual world. So there he opens his eyes and sees Lord Vishnu. And Vishnu comes and gives him a handshake. Correct? When somebody comes to the temple, we might say Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna Mataji. If that person is very close friend to you, what do? You go there and give handshake. So that means this handshake is actually coming from Vaikuntha Loka. We didn't invent. Usually we think giving handshake is like a Western style. But this is coming from Goloka Vrindavan. Okay? Prabhupada said that everything that you see in this world is actually coming from there. Correct? So including even a boy attracted to a girl or a girl attracted to a boy, this is also coming from Goloka Vrindavan. But the attraction there is the true love. But when it comes to this material world, it is a reflection. So often Prabhupada said the perverted reflection, that love becomes lust here. That's the only difference. So everything is there. Whatever we see here, whatever we hear, whatever we do, even we have got computers, they also have computers. Correct? Theirs may not be electronic computer, but they have got a natural, eternal computer they can see through. So everything is there. And here we need mobile phone. If my wife were to trace where I am, so obviously she has to call on mobile phone. If I bring a mobile phone, usually I don't bring, I just leave it at the home. So that way it's ringing, so she will hear that, okay, alright. So no need to bother. But, so there they have mobile phone, and of course they can operate in whatever frequency they like. Correct? So it's all coming from there. Anyway, this Vedas, so when Brahma, so met Vishnu, so Brahma was so very happy that, oh Lord, you have treated me just like a friend treats another friend. So there he didn't go there to get some boons for himself. Instead he says, please give me my instruction. What is my duty? What should I do? So this is where, you know, Lord, you know, offered the knowledge of this Veda. So this way, so when Brahma had this knowledge, the first created living beings of this universe, then obviously he can transfer the knowledge to others that he is going to create. So this is what we call parampara. Our parampara, we say Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava, you know, Sampradaya. So this Brahma is the first one to receive this Veda, the knowledge from Supreme Lord, and then he is transferring to through parampara. And today we got this book also through parampara only, from Brahma to Narada. And today's instruction is actually Narada's instruction. So from Narada to Vedavasamuni, Vedavasamuni to Madhvacharya, like that, coming all the way towards then finally Iswarapuri, Madhavendrapuri, Iswarapuri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from there the Goswamis, from various Acharyas, then Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj, then Prabhupada, then of course Prabhupada has, knows that we don't know the Kali Yuga people. Especially now, they do not know Sanskrit, so he has translated that Sanskrit to English, then we can converse and discuss and learn about it. Correct? So this is coming all the way. So hand it over as it is. It is not like Acharya will change something to glorify himself and give it to you. Correct? No. So it is handed over as it is. Even the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada titled it the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Usually instead of, transforming it and giving it their own meaning to suit their needs, to their selfishness. It can happen. So therefore, as it is given. So we are getting this knowledge as it is, all the way Brahma received from Lord Vishnu, from Lord Krishna, and we receiving that. That's the way thus. Then obviously Brahma later has handed over this knowledge to his other disciples also. Then it is very difficult to handle such a big, knowledge. So therefore they divided into four Vedas. So that's what we call Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda and Athar Veda. So just like today, you go to University of Melbourne, we have so many departments. But if you go back for the foundation year, 160 years ago, at that time there was only one department, University, Melbourne. Just like you go to primary school, just sit down, that's it, everybody together. But now as time progresses, so those are divided into sub, correct? Art, science, commerce, accounting, then engineering, within engineering, civil engineering, computer engineering, like that, so many. Within computer engineering, again, so many divisions. Divisions are happening all the time, correct? So like this, these four divisions are created. Then obviously in Vedas, these four divisions, Rig Veda, Samar Veda, Yajur Veda, Athar Veda, what are they teaching? They are teaching what we call these four Purusharthas. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Now usually those who are students of Vedas, usually they talk about Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha for Purusharthas. So these Purusharthas are actually very good in one sense. So for the people of this material world, in our universe, especially in this earthly planet, especially in Australia, so having these four Purusharthas, anyone who follows them, they can make their life successful. But it is slow process. Actually, it doesn't matter. So never late than begin. Better to begin. So even if you go through a little complex, a long process, but if you are following the process, so it is always successful. So this dharma part, is explained in this Rig Veda. So among these four Vedas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So for dharma, the duty, so in a religious way, so those are explained in Rig Veda. Dharma, artha. So Athar Veda talks about economic development. Correct? So we have certain duty, so we want to do some various projects, do business, economic development. So then we want to enjoy. How to enjoy is also explained in Veda, Sama Veda. So that is why it is said that even if you want to enjoy according to the instructions and prescriptions of Vedas. Okay? Even someone is hell-bent on eating meat, Vedas don't recommend, but this person wants to eat. And this person wants to drink Somarasa. Somarasa is like alcohol from heavenly planet. But anyway, if they really want to do it, What to do? So Vedas will give you all kinds of condition or circumstances under which you can do that. So we say, if those who want to eat meat, they should sacrifice some lower animal to Mother Kali once in 15 days or once in a month or once in a year. Okay, all right, eat that. No problem. So Vedas has given all this. Sometimes people can argue, Vedas say that we can eat meat. But Vedas also give you the prescription, occupational duties. So it is actually hard work. Performing puja of Kali is not like just simply performing puja of Radha Vallabha. Radha Vallabha puja is very easy actually. Gauranita is even more easier. Jagannatha Balabha Subhadra is even more easier. But Kali is very, very difficult. Sometimes they talk about Nara Bali. Nara means Nara, human. So they want to give Bali of Nara. But that person want to offer sacrifice to Kali has to be perfect in all sense. That person should have perfect eyes. So I am not qualified because I am wearing a spec. Correct? If I am perfect, I don't need spec. And person should have perfect hearing ability. So all the bodily part and everything should be perfect and very difficult to find. Sometime you may find this once in a billion, one person in a billion, so you can sacrifice. But that is very difficult. So those are discussed in Samaveda. Then the other Veda is this Yajurveda, the last. People talk about, I will do some dharmic activities, follow religious principle, then earn some money in a religious way, in a following Vedic injection, then I will enjoy. Then finally what? Frustration. So when frustration comes, that time I will do, some moksha activity. So these are explained, moksha activities are explained in Yajurveda. So Yajurveda contains more and more about devotional principles. So devotion that we want to perform, so those what to do, what not to do, and how to engage your mind and thoughts and actions, activities in connection with Supreme Lord. So those are more in Yajurveda. And of course we say, so this Srimad Bhagavatam is also Veda. So what is this Veda? So if you read the first canto of this Srimad Bhagavatam, there it is explained. So when Vyasa Muni has composed all these Vedas, he has written in writing. So Vedas were passed through Shruti. During Brahma time, Narada time, Madhvacharya time, and other Acharyas, they had unlimited memory, virtually. They were very intelligent. Once they hear, they will remember throughout their life. Whereas we don't remember. If you ask me to again, close your eyes, can you repeat that verse? I can't. Even though I repeated three times. But our memory is very short. But whereas those times, they had a very strong memory. They can remember throughout their life. Just hearing once, they can repeat, they can explain to others, they can digest those thoughts and explain in a realized knowledge. But as the yoga coming from Satya Yoga to, Treta Yoga, Dwapara Yoga, then towards Kali Yuga. So at that time, Veda Vasamani has put together in the writing. So this way, so we can read through the book. Because our teacher also forgot. Teacher also forgot. So therefore it comes in the form of books, so we can just read the book. So that is the compiled, Veda Vasamani compiled. So these Vedas, then obviously when he compiled these four, the main Veda, these four Vedas, so he was somehow not feeling happy. At that time his guru, Narada Muni, appeared. He says, I can see you are not so much happy even though you compiled all these Vedas, Karma Khanda, Jnana Khanda, all this kind of you compiled, but you seems to be not happy. So that is when, Narada Muni instructs. Looks like you are not glorified, you are not put together a Vedic part that simply focus on glorifying Supreme Lord, His Leelas and His devotees. And this is what we got Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you read Srimad Bhagavatam throughout, what do you find? So Srimad Bhagavatam also gives us a lot of other things, but primarily the goal is somehow others glorify devotee in the form of the Leelas of devotees, or in the form of Leelas of Supreme Lord, or together, Lord and devotees. Only those. And so that will inspire us. Okay, even Ajamil has become successful in their life. How, even though he has done, so in the middle, in between his life, so he has done so many, you know, adharmic activities. Still, his life became successful at the end because he was able to remember Lord Narayana. Actually, he remembered, name of his son, who's named as a Narayana. But Lord is very kind. So he is not saying that, oh, this person is not remembering me, remembering somebody else. So still, Lord has given concession to him. So even they can be successful. So these all are explained within this Srimad Bhagavatam. And of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is part of Veda. And this is called as ripened fruit of Vedic tree. If Veda was to be a tree, you know, tree will have roots, tree will have branches, tree will have leaves, and then the flowers and the fruits are there. But the ripened fruit. So ripened fruit is very relishable. So those of you who are fond of eating mango for example. So when the mango grows, if it is not yet ripened, if you try to eat, it's very bitter. Not only bitter, very difficult to eat. Correct? With your teeth, you have to, you know, chew very strongly. If you too strongly, sometime you can break teeth also. So it is very dangerous. So therefore, if you pick up a ripened mango, preferably touched by the parrot, the beak, beak when it touch, that is very relishable. How many of you have experience in climbing a mango tree and plucking a mango which is ripened and preferably plucked by a parrot? Anybody has experience? Very good. So one Prabhu has experience. Looks like he has a Krishna as his friend. So you have to be a Gopal. That usually. So you have to have some cows and buffaloes at home. And you should have a humbleness to be able to take those cows and buffaloes to the field. To feel where these mangoes are there, mango trees are there. So there, at that time you can do all this, climb the mango tree and do all those things. Correct? Yeah. So that is why we talk about our destination to be that Supreme Lord. Means wherever the Supreme Lord is, in Goloka Vrindavan. So that is the destination. But anyway, so these Vedic, this knowledge is very relishable because it is not too difficult. So it is a story, leelas, and very clear instruction stories which we can all release. That's why I say Krishna Katha. Katha means stories, not commands. Correct? If you talk about Bhagavad Gita, command, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. But whereas in Srimad Bhagavatam, stories only. Everybody can release. The kids can release, adults can release, senior citizens can release, everyone can release. So those are the stories. So very nicely explained. So if you just look at the same instruction from Narada Muni, the 10 verse before, that is verse 57. So there actually, Narada is saying that about Supreme Lord. Jnanam jnanayam vacho vachyam. He said this knowledge and the object of knowledge are actually same. The expression and object of experience also same. So there he is glorifying Supreme Lord. So therefore always, the knowledge and the object of knowledge is the supreme. So these are, we have already studied, high level we discussed. Of course, these we call khandas. These Vedas are also divided into three. So usually you hear about karma khanda, jnana khanda, upasana khanda. So in karma khanda, so what does it contain? So those we say karmis. So they also want to enjoy. But so that talks about various rituals and the sacrifice that you can perform for material benefit. So you perform a yajna to become a rich man. Sometimes people before start a business, they invite a priest, then perform a yajna opulent way. Why? Because they want their business to be successful. So more and more material. One. Or sometime, so they are applying for a job, so are going for exam. So before going to exam, you go to, on the way, see Hanuman temple. Promise Hanuman, if I become number one in mark getting in the exam, right? Something like 100% or 99%, I will offer one nariyal to you. Correct? Even if you don't do it, your mother will do it. Mother will promise, my son is going to exam, so I will offer 5 nariyals to Hanumanji. So after the exam is over and results are declared, suppose if we pass, they will very happily, you know, buy 5 nariyals and offer it to Hanumanji. And if you fail, they will also have a danda, and they give you some danda also. With the danda, some few hits. Okay, no nariyal to Hanuman. Hanuman because he didn't bless this boy. So this is how the karma kanda activities work. So karma kanda. Then of course, with the karma kanda, let us say you are successful in becoming a richest person in Australia. Correct? People want to be at least richest person in Melbourne. If that is fulfilled, then richest person in Australia. If that is fulfilled, we are not satisfied, then we want to be richest person in entire earthly planet. Not happy, so you want to take over Indra's position. Correct? So we hear. So that's what demons do. So they are never satisfied. So a person with demonic qualities, they are never satisfied. Even if you give them a whole universe, they are not satisfied. So this greed is so powerful. Correct? So greed is also called as gateway to hell. So there are 3 gateways. Kama, Krodha, then this greed, Lobha. So these are 3 gateway to hell. So person with the demonic tendencies, those who are only concerned with material enjoyment, they can never be satisfied. And of course in previous chapters we heard about Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was virtually ruling the entire universe. Not only that, all the devatas are his servant. And he could control them simply by eyebrow movement. Correct? Like this he says, go and get mango from Goloka Vrindavan. Like that he can come on to Indra, for example. So they were having so difficult life. So still he has so much of command, so much of opulence, so much of sense gratification. Still he was not happy. He was thinking, I should take over the position of Vishnu. After that, I should take over position of Narayana. So like that, he's expanding beyond this universe. So like this mindset. So it can never be satisfied. This is very difficult. That's a karma kanda. Then obviously all karma kandas, at the end of the day, they will frustrate a person. Then they start becoming jnanis, moving toward jnana yoga. So sometime in jnana yoga also, there is no proper guru to give them a right direction. So they are doing a lot of mental speculating this and that. Finally they end up becoming something like Mayavadis or Brahman realization. There's a second one. And the third one is Upasana Kanda. Upasana Kanda is more and concerned with spiritual knowledge. So therefore, Prabhupada said that reject Karma Kanda. Reject Jnana Kanda. Just follow Upasana Kanda. Bhakti Yoga. So why go through the complex process? Because at the end of the day, they are Sramayevi Kevalam. You might become richest person of Australia, this world, but it's simply Srama. Waste of time and simply effort. Because at the end of the day, you will die with full of anxiety and worry. You'll be thinking, what will happen to all the wealth I earned throughout my life, and I became number one richest person in this world. But all my daughter, son, and all this government, everybody is troubling me. I'm not able to protect my property. No energy. No one listen to me. Because at the end, 99, 100, who will listen? Well, no one listens. Correct? They will say, this old man is simply crying and lamenting. Let him do. Nobody goes there. So in that lamentation, still desire to protect is there. What happens? So if there are too much of desire to protect is there, in next life, another body is waiting. What is the body? Snake body. Because to protect, so usually if snakes are appearing in your place, it is that they are your forefathers. They were the owners, the previous owners. Or sometimes they say, they want to shout it, but cannot shout. Because the sound is also not cooperating. Correct? You want to shout at somebody, a son, a daughter who are not listening, not following properly, they are not able to maintain your business properly or wealth properly. You want to shout, but no stability there. So such person might appear as dog. These are there in the Vedas, of course. Correct? So these are karma kanda, jnana kanda. But if you come to upasana kanda, which is actually better, highest platform. So this is where, you know, you can focus on bhakti. And bhakti is very important. That is why this verse says, you know, perform your occupational duties following Vedic instruction just to remain a devotee of Lord Krishna. Because we have this body. Now, body and soul need to be maintained. And we need to have some energy. To have that energy, we need food. And to get this food, we have to work. Whether you work as a farmer, you know, work and grow fruits, vegetables, grains, so you can have the strength to keep body and soul together. For what? Just to remain Krishna consciousness. Just to remain as a devotee. Because you have to remain until you can't terminate. Everybody is endowed with 100 years. So you have to live 100 years. You can't say, look, I became a devotee, I want to terminate now. No, that is called suicide. Krishna has endowed with certain time. You must use that time. Then perform your activities. Keep body and soul together. This is what Vedic injections are. Vedic karma kanda. Keep body and soul together. Earn money as per the Vedic instruction. Then enjoy as per the Vedic instruction. Spend the remaining time as per the Vedic instruction. So this is very important. So then of course at the end of the, so like that, and if you remain a devotee, remain a devotee of Vishnu, remain a devotee of Lord Krishna, then at the end of their life, even if you're at home, even if you're a grastha, you will be able to reach supreme destination. So this is what he says in the next statement. Vartamanaha saha karma bihi. Vartamana means that vartamanaha, abiding by those instructions. Instruction coming from Vedokchar, the Vedas. So then of course, by performing one's occupational duties. Sa karma biha. So occupational duties are very important. Then, so what are the prescribed duties in Vedas? Veda of course talk about what to do, what not to do. Correct? So we talk about sanatana dharma. Dharma means occupational duty, responsibility. What is dharma? You know, dharma of this water is to quench thirst. Correct? If it is not doing that duty, it is no more water. We reject this water. So similarly, so we have got this eternal dharma. So there primarily talks about, you know, trying to understand, you know, who you are, identity. At least in Sanatana dharma, we need to know who they are, who are. So if you think I am just this body and all I do is to enjoy this body relationship activities and that's all. That is not Sanatana Dharma. So Sanatana Dharma is understanding who you are. That's why it says Atman is, Atman is emphasized a lot in Sanatana Dharma. So then of course we also have, you know, Varnasana Dharma. So in this world we have got all kinds of people and they have different mentality, different propensity. So to have some systematic division of this population. Is actually Varnasana Dharma. Varnasana Dharma is actually created by Supreme Lord Himself. Correct? So Varna and Ashrama, He says in Bhagavad Gita. So He is the creator of this Varnasana Dharma. Even individual, let's say just myself, how is my Varnasana Dharma? What are my parts are playing, which role? So we have got the head part. So this is the intellectual part. This is a Brahmin. Then we have got hands to do certain activity. Correct? So this is Kshatriya. Then we have got this middle part, stomach division, Vaishya. Then we got leg, Sudra. Correct? But all of them are important. Oh, don't say this, my leg is Sudra, chop it up. But the rest is useless. You can't come to the temple. Correct? So all these four divisions are necessary. Similarly, so you expand from yourself within to outside. And you see that also. Some people have a propensity to be more of a, you know, in this today's world, so they want to be, for example, teachers, say professors. You know, they are like intellectuals, researchers. Then some people want to be part of this Australian Defence Force, military. Correct? They are Kshatriyas, rulers also. Some people say, I want to be a politician, Prime Minister of Australia. So, Kshatriya. So, there are a class of people who are, you know, throughout their life, they think of how to be political, and how to manage people, control people. So, those all are Kshatriyas. Then, of course, we have a class of people who want to do business. Some industry, open a company, do business. So, those are Vaishyas. Then, of course, there are a class of people, they are not interested in all of this. They just want to do some work, take home, not bother about all these big thing. Just earn enough, take care of family, happy. They are workers, labor, Sudras. So, we got this Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra here. Even they are in the devotee community, congregation. In congregation, we got some people who are professors. Some of them work as a police. We have one police Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, so he works for a police department. Then we have people who perform accounting, economics and all, you know, Vaishyas. Some are doing company also. They opened a shop and sell, you know, cloth or whatever. So they are, and then of course there are who come to temple, happy to wash pots or clean the temple. So we have that division here also. Then of course we have many devotees who are software engineers. And software engineers are called as Sudras. Anybody software engineer? Many. Anyway, doesn't matter whatever may be your profession. That is simply a profession to just earn livelihood. So the Lord says you don't have to feel anything, you know. It is created by Lord. It is not created by us. The ability in programming comes from Supreme Lord. Do not think that you have got intelligence created yourself, you know, out of nothing. So this ability in man comes from Supreme Lord. The ability in woman to tolerate comes from Supreme Lord. That is how you see. If some woman is very tolerant, she will become very famous. Because Krishna has given some fame also. He is unlimited famous person. So okay, alright, so give it to this person. So these all are from Supreme Lord. Varnasana Dharma. Guna karma vibhagasya. So this is done by Krishna only. Okay? So based on our propensity. So everything is good. As long as you connect with the Krishna, that has value. So in Chaturloki, in Srimad Bhagavatam, so Lord Vishnu tells this Brahma. So this is called Chaturloki, verses. So there he says, anything which is not connected to Vishnu, he simply has no value. So if you are a spirit software engineer and that software engineer, your whatever earn the results are not connected with Krishna, it simply waste. He has zero value. So it is very important to connect with Krishna. Then like that we have got Yuga Dharma also. We are in now Kali Yuga. The previously Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, then of course Satya Yuga. Now in Kali Yuga, what is Yuga Dharma? In Yuga Dharma, you want to continue to remain as a devotee. How to remain continue devotee? We can't go to Himalayas and perform tapas. Simply says, do chanting holy name, Sankirtana. Why Sankirtana this time? So, you know, Narottam Das Thakur says, Golokere Premadana, Nama Sankirtana. So this Nama Sankirtana is actually dhana, wealth coming from Goloka, not coming from Melbourne. Okay? It is not just coming from, you know, this moment, it is coming from Goloka. Golokare Premadana, Nama Sankirtana. The Sankirtana, all together doing Kirtana, holy name, is actually coming from Goloka. So this is a very important asset. In fact, Prabhupada said that when I came to this America, I had very little, just maybe 40 rupees. That's all. But my real asset was this holy name. Prabhupada's asset was only holy name, nothing else. So when he sat at this Tomskin Square in New York, And then he was just doing chanting himself, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's just singing. At that time, one boy appeared and he started dancing. His name is Brahmananda Prabhu, you know, Prabhu. Then of course, one boy is dancing, other boys will not simply keep quiet. They will also come. Yeah, why he should dance, I will also dance. Then this another devotee called Achyutananda came and he also danced. Prabhupada said that, so those two, that dance, if the first dance up, is gone. You know, it's gone, first dance performed and it's gone, there. Of course, now we have got music, correct? We have karta, we have mridanga, some people will come with piano, so many music instruments are there. So Krishna considers music also. Then when you have music playing, you can't sit down, correct? At least you can do like this or dance. So dancing is over there. And now just simply hearing music and dancing is not enough. We become hungry. So there is prasad also there, correct? So that is why Prabhupada says that this Krishna consciousness has highest recreation. In this earthly planet today, if there is anyone enjoying, it is only Hare Krishnas are enjoying. If you see, for example, simply study. Let's say you are Birla, Tata, Ambani, Adani, or richest person like Gates, Bill Gates and all. How much time they take to have a breakfast? Usually they take 2 pieces of bread, in the middle put something, just eat it. And that during meeting only. But whereas Hare Krishnas, so they royally hear Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna Katha, and then they go upstairs, then sit down, for 9 to 10 they are having feast, 1 hour breakfast. Who has 1 hour breakfast? No one. Even if you are Australian Prime Minister Anthony, Tony Albanese, so even he also doesn't have 1 hour. Modi doesn't have time at all. So he's always busy and flying here and there. So you have to eat only in aeroplane if they give you something. Correct? Otherwise you have to do fasting only, Ekadasi. Yeah. So Hare Krishnas are having full recreation. Then of course lunch, Rajbhog Arati. After Rajbhog Arati, Prasada is there, Rajbhog Prasada. Correct? So opulent. No one can get it. You can't go to any restaurant in Melbourne, you find such opulent Rajbhog Prasada. Can't. So and then festival days, you know, so we want to, you know, enjoy all the rasas. How do you enjoy? Let's give, bathing to Krishna. Correct? So make all kinds of dravya, you know, all kinds of juice that you never heard about. There are a lot of things I never saw in my life outside Hare Krishna. For example, Srikhand. How many of you Srikhand before coming to Hare Krishna consciousness? Not many. Correct? Maybe only few fortunate ones have. But here we can have rasa from all over the world. We have devotees from all over the world. Each one of them make the best item of from that place. Then you can enjoy rasa from all parts of India, all parts of the world. So this is only possible in Hare Krishna. So that is why Krishna consciousness is joyfully performed. Krishna himself says. Correct? This is not like, you know, Krishna consciousness is something, you just sit down in one leg, you know, stand in one leg on one finger, then just be on ice for 10 days or one year, nothing like that. So, common. But, enjoy music, enjoy dancing, enjoy singing. So then, after tiresome, take some rest if you like. Otherwise, go upstairs and have, fantastic breakfast. So this is a enjoyment, recreation. Then of course we have many other dharmas, kula dharmas, we say do some seva to kula devata. Then we have got, you know, purusha dharma, talk about. Then we have nari dharma. Like that, so many dharmas are there. Raja dharma, if you are a king, you have some certain duties to make sure that your citizens are, you know, satisfied. Otherwise they will, today, now is the Raja dharma is democracy. If you don't satisfy them, they will kick you out after 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Correct? So that is also there, the danger. Then of course praja dharma. Prajas also have to be abide by the rules and regulations. So these are various kinds of dharmas are there. So obviously we have to perform those duties. But Krishna also says, Sarvadharma Paritajya Mameka Sharanam Raja. There are so many duties are there in our lifetime. It is not possible to deliver all, perform all of them to perfection. That's why Krishna says, don't worry, simply surrender to me. Surrender means what? Following the instruction. Simple, surrender is following the instruction. In fact, on the same Vyasasana, Prabhupada was sitting. During 1972 or something like that. Right? Prabhupada sitting on the asana. One devotee asked Prabhupada, how much time it takes to become Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said, did you not read Bhagavad Gita? It takes 1 second. Sarva dharma parityajya mamaka saranam vaja. If you simply, you know, abundant all varieties of this occupational duty, simply surrender to Krishna and engage according to Krishna's instruction, from that time onwards, you are already Krishna consciousness. You are already devotee. So it is not hard. It doesn't take too much of time. So it is very, very simple. So that is why in Vedas also, you know, the human activities we perform, occupational duties, and those can be broadly classified into Pravarti Marga, Nivarti Marga. So Pravarti Marga, in that, you know, we are performing activity. And in that activity, always we think about sense gratification. They are called Pravarti Marga. And the Nivarti Marga activities that will advance you spiritually is Nivarti Marga. Our activities that will advance in our spirituality, they are Nivarti Marga. So usually brahmacharis, then vanaprasthas, and then sannyasis, they all are following mostly Nivarti Marga. But the grahasthas, little bit Pravarti Marga is there, correct? So and that is the concession for grahasthas, enjoyment, sense enjoyment, so more concession. Whereas the sannyasis, brahmacharis, they have to be, not so much engaged in sense gratification. They're focused on Supreme Lord all the time. Whereas grahasthas can do that. So here, of course, Prabhupada has given simple method. So, okay, you are doing certain things, but do under regulation. You have time, so you want to come into Nivarti Marg. So perhaps, why don't you do chanting of holy name? Because that is the Yuga Dharma. Sankirtana, chanting holy name, is the dharma for Kali Yuga. So do some, 16 rounds of chanting at least, and so that is what is recommended. Then they also said, of course, with that follow four regulating principles. So no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. Why? Because these four regulating principles, if you don't follow, they will bind more and more towards bodily activities. So instead of becoming understanding aham brahmasmi, you will think aham this deha. Correct? I am not a spirit soul, I am just this body, deha. So therefore you only do this activity that will make your deha happy. That's all. So therefore it is very important that we follow those regulating principles. They are very simple. So then the last statement, he says, tad bhakti bahan naraha. Tad bhakti bahan naraha. Naraha is a person. Person can be a man or a woman. Of course, even the other living entities like dogs, horse, cat, dog, donkey, all of them. But they cannot perform this bhakti. So at least human naraha, that is human, superpam param bhakti bhak. That is one who renders devotional service unto Supreme Person of Godhead. One who renders service to Krishna, what will happen to them? Even if they are at home, they will be able to achieve that supreme, abode. Even in elsewhere it says, because we are a householders, these instructions are primarily householder. So Narada Muni is talking to whom? He says, O Rajan, who is this Rajan here? Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj was not a sannyasi. Neither he was a brahmachari. He is a grahastha. And he is giving the instruction to grahastha. And so grahastha will have many desires. Even if he doesn't have a desire, he is a desireless, akama. But you have wife, you have got sons, or your daughter, other people. They also may have some other sarvakaba. They may desire so many things. And you as the person who has taken responsibility to take care of wife, to take care of children, you have a responsibility to fulfill some of their desires also. If you don't fulfill, you know, they might say, no, I'm not going to come to temple. Or they will do opposite of what you say. So therefore you fulfill their some little material desire also. So that is why Krishna says, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. So whatever may be desire, whether you are desireless or a desire or your desire for moksha, perform bhakti. So this is what also this verse says, bhakti, bhakti. So bhakti is emphasized. And of course, performing devotional service. So this is beautifully explained in previous chapter by Prahlad Maharaj, which we call Navavida Bhakti. So what we are doing right now is actually part of Navavida Bhakti, Sravanam and Kirtanam. Correct? So you all are doing Sravanam. Sravanam of Supreme Lord teachings, Narada's teaching. Narada's teachings are not different from Lord teaching. Narada's teaching, the teaching that he received from Brahma. Brahma is teaching what he received from Supreme Lord. So therefore, the devotee teachings are actually same as Supreme Lord teaching. If they are not same, they are not bhakti instructions. Correct? So devotees are always in line with, So for example, devotee like Hanuman. The teachings of Hanuman is same as teachings of Lord Rama. So there is one song by, you know, Purandara Dasa Vittala. He says, Hanumana Matave, Hariya Matavu, Hariya Matave, Hanumana Matavu. So whatever Hanuman decides is actually same as Hari's. Hanuman endorses. So Hanuman endorses. So here is a Tirtha place. Here is a very nice devotee. If Hanuman endorses, Supreme Lord also endorses. For example, when Vibhishana came toward this, Vibhishana is a brother of Ravana. Now the war has started. You know, just because last minute of war, there will be opportunity. You can go this side, you can go this side. Even in Mahabharata it happened. The war is about to start, then they announced, anybody desire to go towards Pandava side, please go from Kaurava side. Anybody desire to go from Pandava side to Kaurava side, you can go. This is their last chance to decide which party you belong to. Similarly, it happened for Ramana also. At that time, Vibhishana left party of his brother Ramana. Then he came towards side of Lord Ram. Then all the Vanaras were, you know, now worried. Here is a spy coming. His brother of Ravana is coming. He will learn all the arts of, warfare. He might know our secret of our fighting. Our weapon. What are their weapons? Monkey weapon. Were simply sticks. But anyway, they were thinking, this person will know it is a danger for us. They said, Ram, please don't accept this fellow. Everyone advised. But this Hanuman was sitting, keeping quiet. Of course, Hanuman, you know, unless necessary, he will not talk. He is just simply meditating on Lord Rama. So then Rama said, okay, what all of you said is okay, but let me just ask Hanuman. Hanuman says, Lord, accept him. Why? Of course, there is a big story. But anyway, so Hanuman, whatever Hanuman says, Lord accept, Rama said. Whatever Rama says, Hanuman accept. So this is their instructions and teaching and thoughts and actions are same. So even this Sravanam and Kirtanam. So this Navavida Bhakti, we got many others. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Sravanam, Pada Sevanam, Dasyam, Sakyam. Like that, we have got Navavida Bhakti. So when we say Sannyasa, so Sannyasi, you know, usually say, Tridanda Sannyasi. What is Tridanda Sannyasi doing? He is holding a danda. Inside there are three sticks. Outside they might put some saffron cloth. It looks very interesting, very good. So three danda. So Prabhupada has only there kept one danda, but sometime you see his photo is three danda sannyasi. So what it means, significance is, so they have dedicated their body, mind and words to the service of Supreme Lord. Their body fully service of Supreme Lord, their mind always thinking about Supreme Lord, and their words always glorifying Supreme Lord. Anything else if they speak which is not Supreme Lord, spiritual, he is not a sannyasi. Because sometimes people, sannyasis, dress are there. They will speak politics only all the time. They are not sannyasis. They are just in a dress of sannyasi. Anybody can have a dress. Correct? You just spend 500 rupees, you can get one sannyasi dress. Correct? Not even that much. You go to Vrindavan, 200 rupees, you can get one kavi dress. Correct? So sannyasi value is simply 200 rupees. The dress, outside dress. So one who is speaking, engaging their body and mind, words, sada kirtana hari, kirtaniya sadari, such person is a sannyasi. Sometime I think our those devotees who are grahasthas, they are not three dandi sannyasi, they are char dandi sannyasis. So there are some devotees who are dedicated their body, mind and words fully themselves, plus they engage their spouse like a wife or a husband in Krishna service. This wife is like another danda. Three dandi is carrying only body, mind, or the three dandas. But this man has to carry wife, four danda. So he says, okay, instead of me carrying this four danda, let me engage my wife also in service of Krishna. This way I am light. Then wife is also engaged. So they sacrifice, they dedicate wife to the service of Krishna. And you will see some Matajis here. The Prabhus are maybe working software engineering for National Australia Bank, working for Infosys, like that. And there, what is their wife doing? So wife comes here to the temple, let's say 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Then they will make a garland for Radha Krishna. Then after that they go home in the evening, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So they are actually char danda sannyasis. So even virtually, practically, Prabhupada says that grahasthas who are following truly Krishna consciousness, they are better than sannyasis, because they are not only taking care of themselves, but they are also taking care of other ashramas. Correct? See, usually we don't see a sannyasi who is inviting us, come and have breakfast with me. But whereas grahasthas will do. Grahasthas, Maharaj, please come to our house and sanctify our house and honor prasada. So it is the responsibility of grahasthas to take care of other three ashramas. So it is the responsibility of grahasthas to support this temple. Support temple in many ways, by dedicating your time to serve the temple activities. Or if you are a software engineer or a banker or a politician, whatever you are, then you donate part of your income to the temple, so that this temple will go on. So this is very, very important. So this is the responsibility. So then that gives grahe api asya gatin yayat. So this asya means Supreme Lord, Krishna, gatim, destination, gati, paramagati. So you want to get a paramagati, that is Krishna gati. You want to achieve the Krishna so that you can do even from home. So this is grahe api. The third line, grahe. Grahe is graha, home. Graha. So from graha, even at home, graha api, even from home, you can achieve supreme destination. So the last is, thus, even while at home, one will be able to reach the destination. And we have many examples of this. Of course, here in later purport, Prabhupada is talking about this verse from chapter 9, verse 32, which is the most confidential knowledge. The title of that chapter 9 is most confidential knowledge. So there's, who can achieve this? Even striyo, vaishyas, tata sudras. Even those papa yona, those who are sinful, those who are born in sinful family, they can also achieve supreme gati, paramagati, Krishna. Krishna can take service from anybody. He is not discriminating. He is not saying that you are sudra, I can't accept your service. No, I will accept from you. You are a merchant, I will accept service from you. So you are a policeman, I will accept service from you. You are a Brahman, I will accept service from you. Krishna is accepting service from everybody. And we have many, many examples. So here, this verse Prabhupada is quoting, saying that what to speak of sannyasis, Krishna will accept even if they are, born in sinful family. Even if they are, striya. Even if they are, vaishyas. And like that. Everybody is accepted. And then if you see in Srimad Bhagavatam, even more detail, it talks about the persons who are in, something called Kireta. Kireta means this, some Adivasis in place like India. Like Aborigines, they are also accepted. Aborigines are most welcome to do Hare Krishna Kirtan. I think we should teach them. Bhajan is here in Australia. They are already divine, you know, very godly conscious. So they can be made Hare Krishnas. If you miss, if you escape Melbourne, go towards some northern territory, somewhere else, and somebody captures you, do kirtan along with Abhajanis. They have very fantastic special musical instrument. And they also do fantastic dance also. You see Abhajan dance? They do like this rhythmically, like Bharatanatyam only almost. You don't have to go to Bharatanatyam teacher here. So you can go to Abhajanis. Then Huna. So here, then the people from Germany and the Russia can also be purified through Bhakti Yoga. So then Andhra. Andhra here is called province of southern India. You heard about Andhra Pradesh? That is Andhra. People of Andhra can also be purified. So they said Andhra, okay, too big. They split into two. Old Andhra, new Andhra is Telangana. Okay, I don't know how many are Andhras here. But anyway, so even they can be. Because Andhra people want to go to America. Not only swap engineers, even the farmers, given a chance, every farmer of Andhra want to go to America. That means they want sense gratification. They want richness. They want guided missiles of America. Correct? And they want to be the CEO of Google, CEO of Microsoft, like that. In fact, they are only the CEO of Andhra, Microsoft, Satya Nadella. He's from Andhra, but he got education from Karnataka. Okay? So he got education. Udupi. Most important, Udupi. Udupi. So then, Pulinda, Greeks. Then, Turkish, Yavanas. You know this Yayati? Yayati had four sons. One of the sons he deputed to rule that Turkish during Satya Yoga. Then later on all this Brahmin culture is lost. Correct? They have become Yavanas, Melichas and so on. All of them can be delivered simply by following. And we have got, if you see Bhakti Mark, there are lots of examples. Say for example, those who are Sudras have achieved higher success. You heard about Kanaka Das? So how many of you went to Udupi? Okay, some of you went to Udupi. So there you want to take darshan of Krishna at Udupi. How do you take darshan? Main gate closed. They will never open. But there is Kanakana Kindi. Kindi means window. So there is a window is named as Kanakana Kindi. You take darshan of Udupi Krishna through that Kanakana Kindi. Why this Kanakana Kindi appeared? So there was a devotee called Kanakadas. Kanakadas was born from in the family of shepherds. You know, those who look after goats and sheep and all. That family. So it is considered a Sudra. Correct? In our. So when he went there, he was a great devotee. The Brahmins didn't let him to take darshan of Supreme Lord. So therefore he just sat behind the temple and then started praying to Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord turned himself 180 degree. Then broke the wall. Then became a kindi. Through the kindi he can take darshan. From that time onward, they said, now Supreme Lord will be like that only. Anyone want to take darshan? You take darshan through Kanakana Kindi. Kanakana. So that means, you see, Supreme Lord is Bhava Grihi. He doesn't care whether you are a richest person or a poorest person, you are born from here. So he is able to give darshan to that person. Kanakana Kindi. So we got so many beautiful Dasa Padas. I mean, Dasa's, his teachings, like just like Bhagavad Gita. So many beautiful songs Kanakadas composed. Then from there you go to Maharashtra. In Maharashtra, there is Panduranga Vittala. There are many devotees of Panduranga Vittala who are, considered to be Sudras, for example, those who make pots. There is one devotee called Gora Kumbar. This Kumbar, Kumbar is the one who makes pot. That is his occupation. See, actually it's an occupation. So this Vaishnava, those who bhaktas of Lord Vishnu, they can be any occupation. The one who makes Kumbhara, this Bhakta Kumbhara. So Kumbhara was a very famous devotee of Vaitala, Krishna. And not only that, there was something called Sena Nahavi, barber. Barber, one who in the morning. So here in Melbourne, we are barber of our own. Morning you get up before coming to temple, you want to save, self-barber. But in India it is not like that. So there is a person called barber. You go and he will Shave your head or shave your dadi. This is called vikar. Any of those. So this barber also a great devotee. His name is, it's called, you know, Sant Sena Nahavi. Nahavi means barber. That his name is Sena. So he was, so because he was such a nice barber, that time the Muslim king, 600 years ago, he said, okay, let this person be my barber. So he became a royal barber. The moment you become a barber of a king, prestigious, because he will give you better money compared to other fellow. Correct? If you do my head, I mean, shaving, I am just giving 2 rupees. But where the king will give him 10,000 rupees. So because of that, all other barbers became envious of this barber. That Sena barber. Correct? Suppose you become successful and you became one, obviously other people are not happy for you. That is the nature of material world. You become a successful, you invite all this jealousy from others. Correct? The nasty byproduct of success is jealousy. You see history, if you become successful, the byproduct is jealousy. Most of the people, and who are the jealous? Your own peers, your own colleagues, your own community becomes jealous of you. So this barber, Sena barber, become, so as a result, they become very jealous. And of course, after he performed the seva of this king, he will go back to home. There, what is doing? So he has a beautiful Rukmini and Panduranga. And both husband and wife are doing, performing devotional service. So now, these barbers are jealous. So they somehow want to create a trouble. So then, they said, this you know, barber is, you know, they just tell all sorts of things to the king. So he is not expected to, so and so on. Then king says, go and get this Sena barber immediately. So he ordered his sainiks to go there. So the sainiks went there and calling him, hey Sena. So they are calling so much, he is not listening at all. Then they will go and tell the one, see your Senapati and all this came, they are trying to fetch this barber, but this fellow is ignoring your command. Punish him. Then they pass the order. You know, so meanwhile, immediately, so there somebody appeared who looks like a Sena barber and offering a massage and service very nicely. Then this king becomes very, very happy. Once this king, look like this with his eyes, you know, sees in the water reflection, look like a Krishna. Then it turns, he looks like this Sena barber. He was very bewildered. However, he was very, very happy. Then he let this person go. After that, his senics capture that Sena barber and brings him in front. He says, here is this Sena barber, punish him. He says, no, Sena barber is here, already served. So then he realized that this person is a devotee. The Supreme Lord himself came to serve this king. Because Supreme Lord wanted to protect his devotee. You can see how deep their bhakti is. Krishna himself goes as a barber to protect this devotee. So that is Vitthala. So like that, we have many, many examples. Then of course, Vaishya Tukaram. Tukaram is a great devotee of Supreme Lord. Tukaram has composed so many beautiful songs. They call abhangs. If you hear abhang, it is like hearing a Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay? He was a Vaishya by profession. But he was a great devotee. So, and then of course, Kshatriyas, we know there are many Kshatriyas who are also great devotees, like for example, Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj is a householder. Arjuna was a householder. Arjuna was not a sannyasi. So this Arjuna and the Pandavas were able to defeat this in Mahabharata war to Kauravas, even though Kauravas army was 2-3 times more than Pandavas army. The massive army that Kauravas had. But Pandavas army is very small. On top of it, Atiratas and Maratas such as Karna, Bhishma, all those. Other side. Here only the wielder was only Arjuna. But Arjuna became successful. Why? As the last instruction of last verse of Bhagavad Gita says, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partha Dhanudara Tatra Sri Vijayor Bhuti Nitir Matirmam. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, wherever Lord Krishna is, Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic perfection. Yatra Partha Dhanudara, wherever the devotee like Arjuna, who are dedicated to Krishna, with Krishna, so there Vijayo, victory. This is called victory formula. You know, Bhagavad Gita has peace formula and also victory formula. Krishna says, Prabhupada says, all the devotees, everyone says that devotees are peaceful and happy because they are following peace formula. Bhoktaram ignataksam sarvaloka mayasuram sudram sarvabhutanam jnanatam shantim rachiti. They know that Krishna is the supreme lord of everything. Krishna is the well-wisher. Therefore, they achieve the peace. Then, because they, not only they know, they also have Krishna with them. Because of that, they achieve success. Just like this Pandava, Arjuna, is able to defeat these Timingalas. Imagine, you were a small fish in this ocean, and there are sharks. Is it possible for small fish to defeat the shark? Not possible. Because these sharks will swallow you. Sharks, when they open the mouth, thousands of small fishes enter and finish. But whereas in the Mahabharata war, Arjuna was like a small fish, whereas these others are like a rhinoceros, dinosaurus, and timingalas. Parikshit Maharaj says, my grandfather Arjuna is able to defeat this because he has taken shelter of Lord Krishna. Otherwise it is impossible. So this is a success, you know, like that they also. Then of course, not only that, even those who are born in demonic family are also successful. Like Prahlad Maharaj himself. He has taken shelter of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He is always saying Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So even his father is throwing him from cliffs. He is protected. So Lord will protect. So even anybody can take devotional service and then achieve the success. What is our destination? So finally it says, thus even being at home, you will be able to reach destination. So the destination of all the devotees is to go back to Vaikuntha Loka. Some of them want to go to Ayodhya Loka, and some of them want to go to Lord Narasimha Loka, some of them want to go to Goloka Vrindavan. Even being at home, by performing this devotion, being a devotee, at the end of your life, you will achieve highest success of life, highest goal of life is to obtain Krishna. So the target is Vishnu. So if your target is very clear and the process is clear, then when you hit, that arrow will reach the target. Correct? In some of the previous work we says, when we see this body as a chariot, in chariot obviously there is a charioteer, there is also a bowman, for example in the war, and then this person, if it is in Krishna conscious, doing Omkara or Mantra or Krishna, then we target, he will hit the target successfully. So in this case, for a human form, for Nara, the target is Vishnu. And the process is chanting Hare Krishna for Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma. So just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, with that let me stop here. Thank you very much. So there's time for prasada, and that's the next target. After hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, so either you can ask your question, or we stop here, we can discuss any specific question during prasada. Because yesterday was the Ekadasi, some of you might have fasted 24 hours, some of you. Others have feasted Ekadasi prasada. So those who fasted and feasted, together let's enjoy the morning feast. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.